All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your daily dose of awesome, your life 50 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today, I am continuing my series of having no excuses speakers come on and share their wisdom. I have Mr. Bill Pescosolito, Master Content Strategist. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing awesome, Fernie. Thanks for having me on, and I'm very excited to be here today.
Yeah, and you are obviously a huge Mickey Mouse fan.
I am. I'm a Disney nerd, gotta admit.
All right, well, I'll make fun of you later. Bill's going to come on teaching on Facebook content strategies for advertising. So if you're doing any type of promotions on Facebook with their advertising platform, if you ever wonder what type of content do you use and how do you use that content so that it either helps, propels, or as part of your advertising strategy, then that's what Bill's going to be sharing a little bit of. And of course, he's going to continue this conversation at the No Excuses Summit in Las Vegas next week. So if you don't have your tickets, you can go to elitemarketingpro.com and secure your tickets, or go to the person that referred you through this video and contact them, private message them, let them know, ask them if there's any more tickets available so you can be there at the No Excuses Summit. And so with that said, I'm going to do a quick intro for those of you who don't know who I am or who we are for that matter. My name is Fernie Ceballos. I'm a lead generation online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners as network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers multiply their incomes using the internet. I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple of years of discovering the information we teach here at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've personally been responsible for over $13 million in gross income into my home businesses, and have helped our clients produce hundreds of millions of dollars more collectively in their businesses as well. And actually, Bill and his wife, Michelle, are some of our clients, and they actually got their start at our second No Excuses back in 2011. That was their first live event. Bill actually wasn't in the business, but after that event, it inspired him to be in the business. And ever since then, as a couple, as a power couple, they've built a massive seven-figure business, made millions of dollars in their home business. And that's part of the way they did it will be what we talk about here today. If you're new to our broadcast, I highly recommend you subscribe. If you're watching this on your mobile device, what you can do is you can just click on the video and a little ellipsis symbol will show up in the top right corner. Click on that. You can like us, choose to follow us, and most importantly, turn on live notifications so you get notified every time we go live. You can do the same on your desktop by clicking on our logo. That'll take you to our fan page. Click like, and under following, turn on live notifications. This is how we deliver our most impactful content, and as you will see, we bring on 6-, 7-, and 8-figure producers in the online network marketing and home business space, and Bill is definitely one of those gentlemen, and so he'll be delivering an impactful session here over the next 15-20 minutes, and so this is definitely something you want to stay for and also tune in for future sessions with other top earners. With that said, Bill, are you ready, my brother?
I am, Fernie. Thank you for that introduction. Do you have that whole thing memorized, or are you reading that?
No, now I have it memorized. I used to read it, now every time I switch it up a little bit, you know. But yeah, it's pretty much memorized, man.
Cool. Well, you've got it down. You got it down to a science. Very, very impressive. And it's really cool to be here.
Yeah,
and
go for it.
Yes, as you mentioned, both my wife Michelle and my first live event ever, as far as, you know, the home-based industry live event, was No Excuses 2. And it's where Michelle got to really network and learn from a lot of people and meet a lot of people. And for me, it's actually where the light bulb got switched on. I was somewhat skeptical. I was kind of the guarded, jaded spouse, but I attended the events, and what I saw there and what I experienced there, it really changed me as a person. It opened my mind. I had an epiphany while there, and it really did quite a monumental change for both Michelle and I in a very positive and influential way. And it really, as Fernie mentioned, it was the seeds. It really laid the seeds and planted those seeds for what has now turned into be a very thriving seven-figure home-based business that my wife Michelle and I run out of our home. So we owe a huge just thank you and debt of gratitude to the people at No Excuses, to the people at Elite Marketing Pro. Really, they've just helped to launch our business in ways that might not have been possible if we hadn't ever attended that very first live event, which was No Excuses too. So that being said, what I want to talk with you about today is, as Fernie mentioned, it's a little bit of a precursor. I want to give you a taste of what I'm going to be sharing on stage at the upcoming No Excuses 8, which, as Fernie mentioned, there still very well could be tickets available. So, you know, go find out as soon as you're done watching this if you can still get a ticket and then show up and attend, because if it's anything like it was for me, it's going to be a life-changing and business-altering event that you absolutely can't afford not to attend. So what I'm going to share with you today, though, is really what's become one of my favorite subjects to talk about, one of my favorite subjects and topics within our own business, and it's the component, one of the components within our business that I specifically handle and kind of run within our business, and that's the content marketing ends of things. As you may know, Michelle does our Facebook ads, drives the traffic, and I handle the content marketing aspect. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about today kind of what is and what isn't a strong content marketing strategy. Now, what I see, and I see this all the time, and the fact of the matter is I actually was guilty of this back in the day as well. So anything I'm sharing right now as far as what is not a good strategy, let me just first start by saying is that I used to be victim of this. I myself made these same mistakes. So by no means am I better than anyone or different. I was making these same mistakes myself. So if you are making these same mistakes too, I understand why. It's easy to fall into this, but I want to kind of explain to you a little bit the wrong way of what might be going on with your business to then share with you what the right way is. So I hope that will be helpful for you. So to start with, what is not a content marketing strategy? What is not a good content marketing strategy? And basically, it's kind of just throwing up a bunch of stuff against the wall to see what sticks. All right. Now, when we talk about content and throwing up a bunch of stuff against the wall, well, it might be different for different people here. Maybe you're doing a lot of videos and you're just doing videos and just tons and tons of videos. And you think to yourself, as long as I do just a ton of videos, everything should work out great, right? Or maybe you're blogging right now, which is a lot of what I do. And but blogging in and of itself is not a full-fledged, full-funnel content marketing strategy, especially if you're just blogging for the sake of blogging, right? And what I mean by that is you're just blogging every day or every other day, almost to say to yourself, you know, I got my blog done, now everything should be okay, right? I should start generating leads and getting customers and so forth. But blogging just for the sake of blogging is not a content marketing strategy. There's things that have to be in place to make that happen. Now, certainly, blogging is a very versatile aspect of content marketing. It's a very large part of content marketing, but it's not the only thing. And especially if you're just doing it for the sake of doing it, then you're kind of wasting a lot of your own time. Another red flag that I see, or another thing that would not be a good solid content marketing strategy, is let's say you wrote a blog post, and within that blog post you have multiple different calls to action. Now let me be clear here and say that having multiple calls to action, meaning the same call to action multiple times throughout your blog post, that's fine. In fact, that's good. You should have different places within a blog post where people can click to take the next step, whatever that next step is. However, if you have multiple different calls to action, like, so for example, let's say you have at one point in the blog post, you say, you know, if you found this helpful, click on over to my fan page, click the like button to get more valuable tips and blog posts like this. And then let's say you also had a place in that blog post where it said, you know, to get access to a 10-day attraction marketing boot camp, click here. And that would be, they would opt in to get a lead magnet. And then let's say also within that same blog post, you said, you know, click here to join Elite Marketing Pro. And then they get taken to an order page where you have to pay to actually join the system. Well, if you have those three totally separate calls to action within the same blog post or the same piece of content, well, that's a huge red flag for me. That tells me that you don't know the purpose of this particular piece of content. All right, so that leads to me to what is an effective way to do things and what a good content marketing strategy needs to have. Now, again, this is just, I'm giving you just kind of a teaser, a snippet of what I'm going to be teaching at No Excuses. So this is by no means the full picture. We only have, you know, 10, 15, whatever amount of minutes here, and clearly I cannot go into that all in this short amount of time, but I'm going to give you sort of just this teaser to give you a taste of what you're going to get when you're there. And what that is that a truly effective, full-fledged content marketing strategy, every piece of content has to have a business impact. And every piece of content has to have a specific business purpose. Now, what I mean by a specific business purpose is, for example, some content is made just to create brand awareness, right? Some content might just be because the call to action is to get more tips and strategies like this, head on over to my blog and you can get more stuff like this. Or it might be, you know, to get more, if you like this, head on over to my Facebook fan page, click like, and you'll receive a lot more value from me there. Right? And that's fine. If that's the intent, then you're okay. It's just building that brand awareness. Some content is meant to generate leads, right? So you'll have the content, and then within that content, your call to action will be to present them with a lead magnet, or what we call a gated offer, meaning they have to opt in to receive that lead magnet, right? That free ebook, that free guide, that free resource, whatever your lead magnet might be. And by opting in, they are becoming a lead for you. And hopefully if you have an autoresponder set up, they're now a lead in your autoresponder that you can now market to after the fact. Now, other pieces of content are really made are created to create offer awareness or to even get a sale, right? To actually create a conversion, right? And again, though, but those different business purpose, those different intents with your content is completely, one is completely different from the other. And you need to know what the point is. You almost have to reverse engineer creating your content. Think to yourself first, what is the intended action I want this person to take? Like, what do I want to accomplish with this piece of content? And you have to figure that out in your mind before you create the whole piece of content. Because the call to action and what you're leading them to and what they then, when they click on that link and take that next step, what's there when they take that next step, that could be very different from one piece of content to the next, right? Is this brand awareness? Is this lead generation? Is this offer awareness? Is this trying to get a conversion or a sale? But what the one thing that all your content needs to have is that it needs to provide value in some way, shape, or form. All right? So if your content doesn't have a specific purpose, if it doesn't have a specific business impact, then you're probably wasting your time because it takes time to create good content. And without having the specific business impact in mind and without having the specific business intent and knowing exactly what you want your prospect or your reader or your viewer, if you don't know what that next step really needs to be, then you need to kind of go back to the drawing board before you create that piece of content, right? So in order to have a strong content marketing strategy, we first have to cover some kind of just marketing basics. So a little bit of marketing 101 here is that there's sort of three stages that your prospect might be in. There's the awareness stage, there's the evaluation stage, and there's the conversion stage. Now, the awareness stage is pretty simple. It's, you know, first of all, they can't get anything from you. They can't buy anything from you until they know, first of all, that they have a problem, right? So sometimes this awareness type content is all about just creating awareness of the problem, right? The problem that they might be having and helping them to realize that they do, in fact, have a problem. Now, the second component of that is that in the absence of them knowing that your offer exists, certainly they can't get it either, right? So part of this awareness is making them aware of that, A, they have a problem that needs to be fixed, and B, that they're now aware that you have a solution that exists that they could choose to take advantage of, right? And just to give you an example, you're not going to book a hotel room until you know that you have a business trip or a vacation, right? So any hotel advertising or marketing really is not going to do much for you if you have no trips in the future to take or no need for a hotel. Similarly, you're not going to buy a car if you don't know that brand of car exists or if you're not in the market for a car, right? So awareness is really the first phase of the funnel, right, that we're talking about. Now, the second one is evaluation, right? This is where they start to evaluate different options. They start to potentially, you know, they've moved on, right? They've moved on from awareness to evaluation. They realize that they have a problem. And maybe they're aware that you have a solution, but they're evaluating. They're evaluating your solution. They're evaluating your competitor's solutions. They may even be evaluating whether or not they even want to take action on this, right? Sometimes choosing not to do anything at all is the more common choice people make versus choosing you over a competitor, right? They might just say, yeah, you know, I'm good. I don't think this is actually that important for me to fix, right, this problem that they have. And then lastly, you've got the conversion stage. So content that you'll create then is moving them from evaluation into conversion. And the last stage, the conversion stage, this is where the magic happens, right? This is where they choose to take action, meaning they buy or they become a conversion or you now have got a new customer, right? So the conversion stage is really the most important stage of them all. Right, again, that's where the money's made. That's where they become a customer. They buy your product, your offer. They become a new person, a new distributor on your team, or whatever your business model is, whatever you're trying to accomplish as far as just selling a unit or selling product or bringing on distributors. That conversion stage, that's where the magic happens. That's where the money is made. So when you think about it, you kind of have these different stages of where the prospect is, you know, awareness, evaluation, and conversion. These also really fall into the stages of a funnel, right? If you think about just the funnel, how it works, you've got top of the funnel, which is the awareness stage. Again, the goal is to create awareness. You've got the middle of the funnel, that's the evaluation stage, and that's where all your content, the goal is to help them through this evaluation process to make them realize that your solution is really the best one for them. And then you've got the conversion stage, and that's the bottom of the funnel. The very bottom part of any funnel is where the conversion takes place, and that the goal there is to convert them into a customer. And so you're going to have different pieces of content all throughout the funnel that serve a very specific different purpose. All right, bottom of funnel conversion content is very different than top of funnel awareness content, right? Now, I'm going to get a lot more into this at No Excuses, but it's very important to know that when you're sitting down and creating a piece of content, think about the intent, right? Think about the intent of your prospect and where are they right now in the process? And then what kind of content is going to serve to push them to the next step, right, the next phase. So if they're in awareness, what can you do to push them into evaluation? If they're in evaluation, what kind of content can you create to push them to conversion, right? So these are the kinds of things you need to think about. And the best thing that you can do is create pieces of content or look at your content like it's a chess piece. Right. Any piece of content. Look at a piece of content as a chess piece that you can move strategically to help further the person through the process. Right. And create assets for yourself. Don't just blog for the sake of blogging. Don't just spit out video after video, not really understanding why what these videos are going to do as far as pushing to the next phase. Instead, create specific assets, content assets that you know have a specific purpose, that have a specific intent and that solve a specific problem in the funnel to push them to the next phase. And if you can have several of these pieces of content out there, and because you've created them with specific intent and with specific a purpose and with a specific goal to move them to the next step and the next phase of the funnel, it's going to get you off the hamster wheel of feeling you got to create content after content after content, right? It's going to get you off the hamster wheel thinking, oh my God, I got to blog every day or do a video every single day, because you don't have to. If you have these assets in place strategically, you can actually have much fewer very strategically purposed and placed assets. And as a result, you won't have to just have a gazillion pieces of content out there that you're not really sure what their intended goal is. So that's just kind of a little bit of what I wanted to share with you all today. Again, I'm going to go deeper into this at No Excuses, talk more about how to create these pieces of content, what type of content is awareness versus evaluation versus conversion, and how you can have more of a full-fledged, full-funnel, well-rounded content marketing strategy in place that gets you off the hamster wheel of having to blog for the sake of blog or create videos for the sake of videos. And then we'll also talk about how you can loop that into your social media, loop that in with Facebook, and even, you know, some funky cool stuff like driving Facebook ads to this content to get even more eyeballs on it. And I know you're going to love it. So, Fernie, I hope that made sense. I hope that your viewers here got some value from that.
Yep. Absolutely, man. Yeah, I love that you talked about thinking of your content as a funnel, because that's really our advertising strategy now is pretty much that. You know, it's a funnel in and of itself. Creating the awareness, you know, whether it's a likes campaign or you put out a video out there and you promote it to all these different types of audiences. And guess what? Within Facebook, those people that watch your video that are interested, you can actually run ads to those people later. So your goal in the beginning is just to deliver value and make them aware that you have something of value for them and target them specifically with that video based on what you know about them. And then you can make them an offer later, which is the conversion part, which Bill talked about. So we're going to get deep into Facebook advertising, social media advertising, an overall strategy for doing all this at the No Excuses Summit. Bill will be going in depth deeper on the stuff that he covered here, and all our other speakers are content marketing masters. In fact, there's not a single six-figure and seven-figure earner in the online space who is not a master of content, whether they're delivering that content through email, blogging, video, whatever format they're using, podcasting, they've figured out how to produce content that's compelling. And like Bill says, you don't have to kill yourself producing content every single day. As long as you have purpose behind that content, it's going to go a long way. I mean, I used to, for a while, until recently, I used to just like basically write one blog post a month. And I would just get the most out of that one blog post. However, that, like Bill says, that blog post was created with intent, with a specific purpose. I knew exactly who I was targeting with that blog post and who was going to be converted into my funnel with that blog post. So thanks for making those points, man. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. It's my pleasure. Love coming on here to do the Daily Dose of Awesome. It's always a lot of fun. Love what you guys are doing within the Elite Marketing Pro community. It's just such a vibrant, amazing community where people are sharing all their ideas and helping one another out. No matter what the questions or the problems are, there's all sorts of people in there helping everyone, taking their business to the next level. And lastly, just really excited for No Excuses. Can't wait to be there to see everyone, hang out, have a great time, and obviously deliver lots of value and learn a whole lot of stuff too. So really looking forward to that, which is, gosh, I think we're leaving in a week. It's like we leave next, like a week from today, we head out to Vegas. So it is upon us.
Yeah, man. One week away, I'm heading to Vegas. And so, you know, you have Mickey Mouse on your shirt, but Vegas is my Disneyland. So, so, all right, guys. Give Bill some love if you got value from this. Drop him a number 5 in the comment section. Give him a high five. And we will see everybody at the No Excuses Summit. If you're not able to make it to the event but we want to know more about what we do here at Elite Marketing Pro, especially if you're a network marketer, click on the link in the description if someone shared this with you, or simply go to elitemarketingpro.com. And there in the middle of the page, you'll see a box that says Attraction Marketing Bootcamp. That's a 10-day online recruiting course that shows you everything you need to know so you can get started with your strategy for building your business, network marketing business, using the internet. So take care, everybody. Have an awesome day. Thank you, Bill, for being on. Really appreciate it, brother.
You're welcome.